John chapter 4, verse 27. I'm going to read down through, down through 42. Just follow along with me. And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, what seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith to the man, come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? They went out of the city and came unto him. In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. Therefore said the disciples one to another, hath any man brought him aught to eat? Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Say not ye that there are 4 months, and then cometh harvest? Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true, one soweth and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and ye are entered into their labors. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman, which testified, he told me all that ever I did. So when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them. And he abode there 2 days, and many more believed because of his own word. And said the woman, Now we believe not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you so much for another opportunity to just share a word of encouragement or a challenge here tonight, Lord. Something to teach, Lord. I ask, Lord, that you just empty me of myself at this time. Lord, fill me with your spirit, Lord. Let my lips speak what you want, dear God. And always I pray as people look up here, they just see a servant willing to be the vessel, dear God. That's all I want. Lord, I ask you to touch our hearts with a simple concept here today. Maybe even, Lord, let us lose some sleep because it's something we need to change. Maybe get our hearts right for something tonight, Lord. I just ask through all this, we lift up your son, for it's in his name that I pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you very much for standing. So 15 minutes, 5 minutes a point, right? I guess that's like a Bible college drill, isn't it? I'm not even sure. All right, so the first point, soul winning. There's been a lot of door knocking going on around here lately, canvassing. And soul winning and spreading the gospel brings a joy that nothing else does. At least it should. It should bring a joy that nothing else does. In verse 32, Jesus Christ says, But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. Jesus Christ is full. He is satisfied. He is filled with joy because he had just spread the gospel to a woman. Jesus, the soul winner of all soul winners, is sitting there at the well, and he is sharing the gospel with this woman. And we too should have that feeling. If you've never got to witness to someone, if you've never got to go out and pass out a tract to someone, knock on a door, I encourage you, come out with us Thursday night. I'll take you with me and do it. It's fun. And yes, you're like, well, people get mad at you and people slam the door in your face. Yes, but you know what? I'm doing God's will, and that makes me happy. Whether I get the door slammed in my face or someone gives me a nasty look or calls me names or whatever, I know I'm doing what God called me to do. And I'm full of the joy because I am doing what he asked. Well, that doesn't make any sense. You know, sometimes God's plan does not make sense. Just go out and go do it. Full of joy. Last night, are we live? Do live, we record, we're good? Okay. Well, I won't mention a name, but last night I talked to a gentleman. He was just, he had his construction truck there. He was working. He was carrying blocks and bricks or stones out of his truck, and I worked construction for 13 and a half years. And my two new friends, Sean and Matt, I believe, might have been Shane, or maybe I called him Shane, and it shouldn't have been Shane. But anyway, my two new friends were knocking on a door, and I thought, I'm going to go talk to this construction worker because that's what I used to do. Maybe I can spark up a conversation. Started to talk to him a little bit, And I was feeling good. I was knocking on doors, and I just opened my heart to him and said, "Hey, brother, you know, I used to be there. I used to work 7 days a week." He was working awfully late. It was after 6 o'clock. I said, "What are you doing here?" And he told me, "I'm working on my own house." And I said, "Amen, brother. That's what I used to do. Hey, do you have a church? Do you have any children?" He said, "No, I used to go to church." I said, "Well, let me tell you about this good church. It's right down the road. I'm not from the area." And about 5 to 10 minutes later, he bowed his head and he prayed and he accepted Jesus Christ right in the middle of the road. From that point on, I looked around and all my friends were gone. So I don't know where I'm at. I'm in the middle of a town I've never been. But so I walk up to the end of the block. I look down and maybe they went down this way. But it didn't matter. I was full of joy. I was happy. I got to lead someone to the Lord. And I'm like, "Man, I want to go knock on another door." I went and knocked on another door. I think it was an atheist. I'm not sure. Get my fact checker, Sean. And the atheist was there, and he was not taking any of the gospel, but it didn't matter because I was so full of joy. I was so full of happiness because I just got to lead someone to the Lord. There was a joy about me. I was sparkling as I walked down the road because I got to spread the gospel. Even though that atheist didn't want nothing to do with me after I led someone to the Lord, didn't matter. I was still doing God's will. Still happy. If you've never had that feeling, get out and do it. It is sometimes upsetting. Not going to lie. But when you're doing it and you're all done and you get back in the van with everyone, you know, that was good. That was good. It's refreshing. You're doing what God called every single one of us to do. We won't go to the reference, but I believe it's Mark chapter 16, verse 15. We're all supposed to go out and spread the gospel. Every single one of us, not just evangelists, missionaries, pastors. Every single one of us needs to be out witnessing. Now, one key thing is that it is not our job to win them. It's not our job to win them or convince them or anything like that or drag them or hold a gun to their head and tell them this is what they need to do. That's not our job. All our job is to do is go. And that leads us into our second point here. Just go and sow or harvest. Just go and sow or harvest. That's the second point. Verse 35 through 38. 35 through 38 says, "Say not ye that there are 4 months and then cometh harvest? Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the field, for they are white already to harvest." I am not 100% sure, but I believe as Jesus is speaking to his disciples here, he looks up and I believe this is when the men are coming forward. I believe he sees them in a far off distance. But he keeps on saying in 36, "And he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together." Two different people there. Two different people. We got a sower and we have a reaper. And herein, 37, "And herein is that saying true, one soweth and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor. Other men labored and ye are entered into their labors." I am doubtful that the man I talked to last night, that was the first time he heard the gospel. I really don't think so. I think someone else planted that seed some time ago. Could have been years ago, could have been a week ago, could have been earlier that day. I don't know. But I'm sure I am not the only one who asked him if he was going to heaven. I'm sure I'm not the only one who told him about Jesus Christ. But just because you're going out soul winning does not mean that you will see fruit at that time. Fruit at that time. It's a wonderful thing, you know, when you get, three saved last weekend or something I heard? I'm not sure. But so when you go out and you see someone saved your first time, if you're out, you know, praise the Lord, because that does not always happen. You might be going out for years before you see someone saved. It takes time. It takes a lot of time to go out. You might not be the one who's reaping. Someone else might come along years later. Someone else might come a couple days later. And they will reap where you had sowed. Let's see. If you cannot, okay, so like I said, if you're going out, you might be the reaper. You might just ask people and say, you know, someone talked to me about Jesus a little bit ago, and can you tell me a little bit more? Can you tell me a little bit more? So you might be sowing for a long time. You might not ever reap. Someone else might go out and not ever sow, but they will be the reaper. And what about the folks that can't go? What about the folks that can't go? I understand as we age, physically, we are not able to go. If you cannot go out soul winning for any reason due to health, God still has a job for you. I encourage you to find out when the soul winning is, when that time is. Usually it's only for an hour, maybe 2 hours, and pray for those 2 hours. Set some time aside. I would rather have prayer warriors on my back praying for me while I'm out there. I would take a prayer warrior any time, any day of the week as I'm out soul winning. We need prayer warriors. Prayer is so effective. It is one of the most effective tools we have when we go out soul winning is to pray. Praise the Lord, we prayed every time before we went out. We need to be prayed up and going up. Prayer is what's going to help us along the way. You can have the best words, you can have the best conversation, but if you go without prayer, it could be in vain. I'm not going to say it is in vain, but it could be in vain. We need to be prayed up. We need to be going. Third point, oh man, we're doing good. Amen. Praise God. I don't know. This must not be a Baptist church. I don't know. Amen. All right. So the first point, soul winning, spreading the gospel brings a joy. And I might also note that it should and can and will be addicting. You will get addicted to that joy. You will get addicted to that feeling when you start witnessing, when you stand out and you start knocking on doors. You're just going to keep on going. It is a lovely thing. Kind of a bummer. Tonight's Wednesday, but, you know, we couldn't go out. But, hey, we're here anyway. You know, we're spreading the gospel in other ways. We're still opening up the word of God. So the first point, spreading the gospel brings joy. Second point, just go and sow or harvest. The third point, continue. Continue. Continue, because it can take a lot of water to make a seed grow. Continue. Let's see, 39 through 42. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman which testified, he told me all that ever I did. So the Samaritans were come unto him. They besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word. And said unto the woman, now we believe, not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. I know that there are some in here that go out soul winning. I know there's some in here that can't go out physically. I don't know who does. I don't know who doesn't. But those of you who have been out doing it and you're getting discouraged and you're getting down, I just say continue. Just continue, keep going, keep going. When the woman told all of the men of Jesus Christ, back in the beginning of the scripture we read, some of them believed that he was the Messiah. You go back there and read that. We won't take time now, but if you go back, some of them did believe. Others, they were not so quick to believe until more was said. Here we are actually seeing Jesus Christ watering the seed that the Samaritan woman planted. If you follow that, she came, she said, hey, this is the Messiah. Some believed, others came out. Jesus preached for more. More believed after he was watering the seeds that she was planting. When someone seems interested, okay, remember their address. If you're out there talking to someone and they seem interested and they don't slam the door in your face and they might question a little bit, but I don't want to accept now. I don't want to pray now. I'm not ready right now. Okay, that's fine. Take this information. You know, can I stop back? Or, you know, maybe I'll be back in a couple weeks. Go back, ask them, hey, you know, and don't lie. I've been praying for you. Pray for them. Write down their address. Write down their name. Pray for them. Don't lie about it. Pray for them. Show, and then come back, say, hey, you know, I've been praying for you. There's a lot involved here. You know, don't be like a spy, but if you see they have a little dog, bring them a dog treat. If you see they have a Penn State flag on their front porch, bring them a little Penn State keychain. Something small, something cheap, something that shows that you are interested in their life, something that shows that you actually care about them. When Jesus was doing all of his healing and he was cleansing sinners of sin, he took care of their physical needs. When you show someone that you actually do care about them, that you care about their soul, it means a lot to them. But go back, follow up with them. After a couple of weeks, come back, give them a little gift. Hey, I've been praying for you. I've been thinking about you. Are you ready now? Maybe we could go over some of those verses again. Go back and they'll be like, they might look at you a little weird, but that's okay. That just happens. And your Bibles turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 2, please. This will be our last verse today. Brother Todd didn't even have to bring up a shepherd hook to yank me off the platform. Amen. Last verse. We got 5 minutes. Should have brought my bicycle so we could just cruise down to... Yeah. All right. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. You might get some weird looks because you're showing compassion. You're showing them that a complete stranger is praying for me. Someone that just knocked on my door is praying for me. Someone brought me a little gift, a dog treat for my little fluffy foo-foo. You know, who cares about the little fluffy foo-foo? You're showing the person that you have an interest in them, in their soul. You need to have a burden for that soul. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people. I'll stop right there. This is one reason why we named our ministry Peculiar Illusions. Because not because we're weird, even though I am. Not because I look goofy, even though I do, but this is all that God gave me and I got to make it work. So go with it. But peculiar, we are peculiar people because we're called out. We might be a little strange because we have compassion on the atheist man that I knocked on his door. And some of the looks that I was trying to talk to him, and he didn't understand. Why does this guy care about me? Because I used to be in his shoes. I know what it's like. I know where he's heading. I have care about him. People are going to look at you like, why does this complete stranger, why? They're a little strange. Something's a little different about that person. Let's keep going. A peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light. People are going to notice a difference in you when you come back and you show compassion. I just wanted to drive that point home. I think I did. No sense in beating a dead horse. But continue. Go back. Now, if the person is not interested and they keep slamming a door in your face, don't keep going. Give them the pastor's number and then keep going. No, don't do that either. Ask me a funny story about we were soul winning in Berrysburg one day. Yeah, that was good. Anyway, we'll save that one for later. But continue. Show compassion and that you will look different. You will stick out. You won't be just another Jehovah's Witness knocking with a door or with a tie on. Here, you need to read this pamphlet so you can go to heaven. You need to take this pamphlet. This is the only thing that's going to save you. You're going to be completely different when you show love and compassion for that soul. So soul winning brings a joy, and it should be addicting. Just go and sow or harvest. And if you are out there soul winning, continue. I believe Paul told Timothy to continue in the ways that you were raised. You just got the Steve DeZanis version there, not the King James version. But Paul told Timothy to continue. Church, continue. It's exciting. By my count, there's 4 souls saved this week so far. If we count the 3 on Saturday, pray for more souls to be saved on Friday. That's our job. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Jesus could come back after the next soul to get saved. Don't know. If you want to go to heaven, get out there and start knocking on doors. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us by way of the internet today. We're so glad that you were able to be with us, and we pray that the service was a blessing to your heart. Even though the sermon is over, our service is not over. At the end of our service, we give an opportunity for people to respond and come to an altar and pray over what God dealt with them about. Sometimes people come to call upon Christ and to be saved. Others come to make a decision for Christ regarding their Christian lives. Others come to call out to the Lord about special needs and situations in their lives. Maybe God has dealt with you today about some specific area of your life. I invite you to make an altar right there in your home. A quiet time before the Lord where you pray to Him and respond to Him about what He has spoken to you about. If you made a decision for the Lord today, we would be glad to hear about that decision and or answer any questions you have today about the message that was preached. You can contact us by way of email at info@mountziononline.org or by way of phone at 717-927-9227. Again, we thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to you joining us again for our live stream weekly on Sundays at 10:45 a.m. and on Sunday evenings at 6:45 p.m. If we can meet a need in your life, please do not hesitate to contact us. Thank you, and God bless you.